Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, we've got big business in this country, multi-billion dollar companies, and we have the family entrepreneurial small business, which could mean they could be doing millions of dollars, but they're still classified as a small business. You know, there are many similarities between the two. They sell a product or a service to a particular customer or client. They have employees. They make a profit. But the two couldn't be different. When you have a large company that's a stock-held company and they're on the stock market and they're reporting their earnings quarter by quarter by quarter, if they don't meet the estimates of the stock analysts, people sell their stock. If they aren't making a profit quarter after quarter after quarter, year in and year out, people look at them and say, they're not worth anything. I don't want to own part of this company. Maybe we should fire the CEO. So they have to produce. And they have to produce short-term results. Now, I'm sure there are companies that take the long view when you have a big business. But if they're not producing the short-term results, they will have a problem. People will sell the stock. The CEO could get fired. Company won't be viewed in the most positive way. But if you have a family-owned business, and that business owner is really smart, and they take the long view of business, there may be times in a quarter or in a year where profits aren't so great, where they're willing to sacrifice profits to make sure that the long-term view of their business is viable. Maybe instead of having a great year and a profitable year, they put two new salesmen on with territories that are across the United States, and it hurts their profits. Maybe they buy new equipment that's going to modernize their facility. Maybe they move into a new building. But they're thinking about the long-term view. Maybe last year they made X, and X is a significant amount of money. This year, they're only making one half X, but they've drawn a nice salary. And they say, you know, it's not really what I wanted, but it'll be okay because I'll build up the business. We'll increase sales. We've got a lot of good prospects. We've got a good backlog, a good pipeline. It'll be fine. You can't do that when you're a big company. You can't do that when you're a big stock company. You have stockholders. They want results. So we have a lot of advantages in being a small entrepreneurial business. We can think outside the box. We can create for the future. We can put our company in a position of getting stronger and stronger and stronger because we're taking the results and the profits and reinvesting them into the business, which is going to build a strong company for the future. So always have a business plan. Look at the short-term results. That's, of course, important. But we also want to be able to say to ourselves, how does this affect the business this year, next year, and the year after? Because we're going to be in business for many years. And we also want to put ourselves in a position where we're building the business for sale. Now, that doesn't mean you want to sell the business, but there are two types of businesses in the entrepreneurial world. You have got someone who calls themselves a business, but they have a job. And what that means is they can't take a vacation. They couldn't step outside of the business. When they're not there, when they're not at their desk, when they're not working, nothing really happens. And you have the entrepreneurial business where the owner of the business has a general manager, a sales force, a shipping department, a manufacturing department, a marketing department. They built their business so they could actually step outside of the business. And that's what we want to aim for. We want to aim to build a business. And when we do that, that doesn't mean we have to sell our business, but it means we have the option 5 or 10 or 15 years down the road to really profit from the work that you've created. Or maybe you're going to just step aside and come in 3 days a week when you're 65 years old or 70 years old. Let the business go on. Or you're building the business strong so that your children can take over. Always take the long view. Short-term view is important. Profits are important. But we're building a big building. We're building a big house. It's the same thing. We're building a big business. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.